Anna Oli Pop Rock Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rock de Pop Rock Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hey, det här är Hitson Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rock Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is pop artist Jamie Rocks. This is the big show. I know it looks a little different, at least on the recording side here. It's a weird situation. There's been all these websites that have been down all week long, and the last I read, it stems from a server farm at Amazon, through Amazon, and it's an issue on their end, thus causing a lot of web-based sites to go down, to fail for however long. eBay's been up and down about 50% of the time this last week. For those who don't know, you probably have noticed various sites down yourself. The site we record our shows through is called Squadcast, and they're great. However, they're affected tonight as well. I just did a show, finished it up, and the site went down. So I wanted to get this one knocked out and out of the way, but I couldn't do it through them. So I was looking at our editing software, and I saw a thing the other day, and that's what we're using. We can record directly into it now, and it seems to be working okay. Knock on wood. And yeah, this is the Christmas 2025 Christmas unveiling show, where we, every year, I paint three new paintings, usually two, but last year we did three, and this year I did three, because it worked out real well. These are specifically painted. They're not commissions, none of that. These are holiday-themed paintings for merch in our merch shop. We sell quite a bit of it during the holiday, and I like every year to have new holiday merch featuring new holiday paintings that I paint. And so we're doing it again. We're doing it again, ladies and gentlemen. Tried to make the place look a little Christmassy here. That's our big behind me right there is half of our big outdoor holiday thing I painted up. And it's cool. I don't know if you can see it. Maybe we should just do this. There we go. Happy holidays backwards. But yeah, my wife's into the Wiccan stuff and whatnot, so that's represented there. And of course, my Native American stuff is also represented. So yeah, I needed something Christmassy and holiday themed to put in the background here while we unveil these new paintings. Those are all behind the sheets here. I don't know what those sheets are. I found them in her side of the workshop. They were white. Works as a good cover for now. Anyhow, I hope you guys have had a great year, healthy, great, prosperous year and whatnot. The world is a little weird right now. It's a big surprise, right? It is, and that's a good cup of coffee, I'll tell you that. If we all just stay positive, I think we can get, hopefully, through it. I'm doing my best, as I know all of you are out there as well. So this year, I like themes. I like themes. Pardon me. Oh man, need some more of that good coffee. And I think that stems from being a professional painter. Whenever you organize an art show or whatnot, there's usually, not always, but usually a centralized theme to it. If it's a solo show, you're gonna have a theme. Okay, we're painting all classic Hollywood or rock stars or dogs, whatever. But there's usually a theme to it. And even in I don't think this is a full-on show, because it's not, it's only three new paintings. But every year when I paint these, I usually have a theme. Could be mid-century, it could be abstract, who knows. This year, I went with horror. I wanted to do horror-based Christmas paintings, if that makes any sense. I know, my horror fans don't get enough representation. They are fantastic. I love them so much. I got into painting horror paintings, believe it or not, during the last economic downturn, the 2008 recession. Suddenly, there wasn't a big market for big Marilyn Monroe paintings. And for the first time that I have been painting professionally, that was the case. And so I obviously looked at things and said, okay, we need to lower the prices so we have some main, so people can afford where we're at. And I had built up my prices rather well on everything till that point. And it's the business landscape. It was then, and that market just wasn't, is the higher end market wasn't, it's doing as well. Yeah. The reality is, it's hard to sell rich people paintings when they've lost money. Buying new art for their collections and whatnot didn't even get regulated to, okay, that's letter D on the list here of things I need to be doing. The reality is, it went down, that was letter U, letter T. It was down the list quite a ways. And all you can do is overcome and adapt. Learned that phrase from a lot of people I knew in the military, and it's a good one. It applies. So that's what I did. I've always been fascinated with the Grand Guignol Theater in the first part of the late 19th century, first part of the 20th century in Paris. And they gave legitimacy to horror theatrics. They would put on plays and stuff in that vein. And it was very popular. It was different than people had seen. And it was interesting because at that time, there was a little bit of economic stuff going on in Paris. So there you go. Escapism. Whenever there's downturns in the economy, escapism plays real big. And the birth of surrealism, all that kind of stuff. But I didn't really want to go too classical in that. But I did want to keep a horror theme. I'm fascinated with horror. I love it. It freaks me out, and it freaks other people out. And this year, for those keeping track, I started going into what I call untoward paintings. Paintings that leave you a little, that leave the viewer a little uneasy. And my wife calls them nope paintings, N-O-P-E, nope. And I think they're cool. She came in the other day, I was working on one of these, finishing up, and she came in, first thing she said, absolutely not. That is too disturbing, no. And I said, thank you for your input, and that moves to the front of the list, or close to it. There's only three paintings. But, I laughed about that. Anyhow, like I said, I've always been fascinated with it. There you go. So we're going to start right now, actually. This is going to be the first painting in this series, this 2025 holiday series. And here it is. Here it is, folks. Here it is. The title of this piece is Christmas, Past, Present, and Future. A kind of a play on the classic Dickens tale, A Christmas Carol. And of course represented, obviously, past, the skull, the Christmas skull there, the present, the evergreen Christmas tree, and the future, the Christmas ornaments, featuring the detailed eyes looking up and away into the future. Yeah, it's not too heavily hard to figure this one out. But here it is, nonetheless. And this is indicative of these three paintings. I wanted to go in a horror theme. I don't think we paint these paintings, folks, specifically for the products, the merch, in our merch website, our web shop, I should say. And I don't think for the horror fans out there, or whomever, maybe you just want to be weird and artsy, that there's enough horror-themed merch. I don't see a lot of horror-themed wrapping paper, Christmas cards. Yeah, we're going to have this on a Christmas card you can send somebody. How about that? Fantastic opportunity to freak out the squares. Hey, why not? Why not? And of course, we have posters. We'll have posters of these and jigsaw puzzles, all kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff. Specifically, for the horror fans out there, or anybody who digs this. Oh, sorry, I'm I'm getting tired. It's late here for me. I've been going since 2 or 3 o'clock this morning, and I didn't get a nap. So I'm feeling it today, folks. I'm feeling it today. But yes, this is Christmas Past, Present, and Future. It's a 20 by 20 canvas, and like I said, that will be for sale. We do sell these. We put them up on eBay and whatnot, and every year they usually go. So if you were looking for a painting you want to bring out at the holiday or something, and you think this will fit your decor, great, here you go. Here you go, here's an opportunity. It's probably a lot more priced reasonably than you imagine it will be. We do pretty well with these, but primarily the goal when I paint these paintings is to have new images for our print-on-demand merch website. And also, I would like to say the neat function of that. It doesn't happen in every country, but there's a lot of them. A lot of them. France, for instance. If you're in France and you want this, a poster of this, or an oven mitt of that, whatever that we have in the merch shop, but you're worried about U.S. tariffs and reciprocal tariffs and all that kind of stuff, these are printed on demand about 90% of the time in the country that they're ordered from. It saves on shipping. All these systems are all interconnected, and they make it there. And that goes out directly to the consumer, and so it avoids customs. It never goes through customs. And there's no tariff on it because it's... Tariffs work at the point of manufacture. Yeah. If you live somewhere, I don't know if Mongolia has, if you're in Mongolia or someplace, who knows? That's all on the website and it'll walk you through that. But you might have to get it from somewhere else, or it might be manufactured somewhere else and shipped to you. And if it isn't in country, then there probably will be customs and whatnot involved in that. However, the majority, the bigger populous countries, it's printed there. Canada, places like this. So there you go. There you go. Horror theme this year, folks. Horror themes. I hope it's not turning you off or scaring you away or whatnot. I have all kinds, because I paint all kinds of stuff. I have abstract fans. I've got horror fans. I have traditional pop art fans. All kinds of stuff. And I try to put out enough material for each fan base group, but there's a lot. So haven't done a horror themed Christmas paintings yet. I don't think I can't remember any. That's what we got this year. Christmas Past, Present, Future. So now, next up on the list, here we go. This painting here on the easel is called Christmas Spirit. And it's a different one. Again, horror-themed this year, folks. It's supposed to be a little disturbing. This is the painting my wife walked in on me in the studio and said absolutely not. She is not a fan of this painting, but look at that Christmas bow in it. I think that turned out real well. And the oversized lips, makeup, lipstick on there. I think it all came together pretty well. I liked painting this one. And again, horror-themed Christmas art this year. This will also be available on all kinds of merch. That merch will be available first part of next week. So we're getting all that into the merch system and whatnot. And you can't just upload the pictures into the libraries of our merch website. We have to go through each product because placement and all of this and that, you got to maneuver it around and whatnot and get it just right. It's got my name on it. We want this to be perfect and not cheap looking. That's our reputation of it being a little higher end merch. With that in mind, it's not overpriced. I try to keep things market comparable, meaning we don't sell yoga mats. That's a good example. We don't have these on yoga mats because I can't get the deal. Our yoga mats would be too expensive compared to what you're going to spend if you go out to wherever you're buying a yoga mat at. And we do a lot of research in that before we approve any merch product and whatnot. We want to keep it not crazy, not outrageous. So that's what we do. Keep it reasonable. Price is reasonable. And we use a company called Zazzle. I really like them. I've been partnered up with them since 2007, maybe? 2006, something like that. Maybe 2005, actually, now that I think about it. It's been something along those lines. I can't remember. I have it all in the books and everything, but quite a bit. Oh, 20 years? 20 years? They are fantastic, and the quality is always good, and I check all that. We bought all this merch to test it, to check it. And that's one of the pillows right there from an album cover, a painting I did 20 years ago. I still sell a lot of those. Anyhow, these Christmas paintings, images, will be renditions on the various merch and whatnot. This will be on a pillow. This will be on a whatever, a tree skirt, Christmas ornament. We have a lot of holiday merch that we put these paintings on. Christmas spirit. Yeah, it's a little disturbing. I get it. I see it. There's a lot more detail to it. If we were a little closer, I don't want to move the whole easel. That's a whole production, moving that closer to the camera setup here. But, yeah, it's creepy. Keep burglars out of your house. How about that? How about that? Anywho, you know what you should do? And again, this will be sold on eBay. And if you bought this, you like some gal? Why just get a Polaroid or something? Follow her around, take a bunch of pictures. Put this on your wall and then stick all those Polaroid pictures around and then invite her over. No, don't do that. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Anyhow, Christmas spirit. And of course, over to the side now is the Christmas past, present, and future painting. This is a 16 by 20 canvas, and which means it's a good size for a, oh, you can see the size right there. For especially an apartment or something, you don't have a lot of room. Or, I was just talking to my friend Allison from MetalBabeMayhem.com the other day, and she was a guest on one of my shows, and she showed me beforehand. She was giving me a tour of her place, her condo, or her husband's condo, or what apartment, whatever it was. And yeah, her place is covered. She's a big rock and roll gal, sells rock and roll merch, and so she had a lot there. A lot of signed posters and whatnot. Didn't have a lot of room for stuff. And I'll tell you, all of my horror friends are that way as well. They all have a lot of stuff. And God bless them. It's always interesting to go visit people at their pads that are like that, because your eye never stops. There's always something interesting and cool to look at. And I think that's pretty cool. But yeah! If you're not too creeped out by it, this is Christmas spirit. And I think she does okay. Next up, I'm trying to keep this pretty quick, so here we go. Next up is right here. We're back. I'm pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and these are my 2025 Christmas paintings, holiday paintings. This year we had a horror theme. This last one isn't too horror-y, though. I guess one could argue it's maybe a little fetishy. For those who don't know, to me, painting a lady's shoe is like painting a Ferrari or something. I like a lot of shiny surfaces and curves. Fun to paint. As are women's stockings. This shadow on the chair was pretty good this time too. That was interesting to do. And then I did some more mid-century looking ornaments, and it says 'tis the season for patent leather high heel boots. I don't know, it's an idea I had that just was there one morning, and I proceeded to draw it out. But yeah, this is cool. Like I said, I'm always a fan of boots and ladies' heels. Like I said, to me, painting those is akin to painting a high-end European sports car. I like doing it. Basic Jamie Rocks painting. You've probably seen me paint stuff like this more than a few times. And always seems pretty popular. can't complain about it. So, yeah, 'tis the season. And I guess I should maybe go with the title of 'Tis the Season for Red Patent Leather. It's a little long, but when isn't it the season for red patent leather? That's the question I guess we should all be asking. Look at this gal here, the Christmas spirit. She's going, you know what? I wanted new boots. All I got was a spiky collar. What the hell, Jamie? What the hell? Maybe that's you. Have you thought of that? Just saying. Could be. Yeah. These are, like I said, a little fetishy, but maybe not. Just, high-heel boots are cool. That's all I'm saying. And give me some credit. You know what you're not seeing in this series? A Christmas vampire painting. I know, I got some DMs. They're like, man, you're real vampire happy last summer. Yeah, I was on a kick. What can I say? I get on these weird kicks. You go to eBay today, you're going to see a lot of classic robots on there. I got on a kick. I probably saw something in a movie or something, and it just, that's the course I went then. I don't know what this course, what set me on there. I just wanted to do, like I said, I hadn't done any horror holiday paintings, and I thought there's a lack of holiday merch specifically for that type of art fan. So Now there's a couple more. And you gotta admit, too, if you're a big weirdo and you want to freak everybody out on Christmas morning, why, any of these on wrapping paper would do that job, I would think. So there you go. And that's this year. These will be dropping, like I said, first part of next week, perhaps this weekend. I think we're going to take the weekend getting them all in, and then they'll be available to the public. It takes a day or so to process. We did get everything back, all the paperwork and everything on them. So now the licensing and everything, now we can put them out to the public for sale. Various merch featuring these renditions of these actual paintings. Anyway, all three of these paintings will be available and up on eBay. So that will be what's going on there. And, oh, the 'Tis the Season, that's a 20 by 16. You always go the length first in these. It's how artists measured. For those who don't know, now you do. Thus, the Christmas Spirit 16 by 20. It's 16 inch across from there. You can't see because I'm touching the screen, not the camera. But yeah, that's how wide that is and first how tall. And of course, the 'Tis the Season is more of a landscape layout. So the, as you can tell by looking at the painting, the longer side is the 20 inch. The up and down, that's what we call the horizontal plane, is the 16 in that case. So when it's listed, that's why sometimes it's one way and sometimes the other. If you're reading about art, just one of those idiosyncrasies that occur. So yeah, here they are, folks. Here they are. Now, I know because I've gotten some emails already or some DMs already on various social media platforms. They're late. I normally post my holiday paintings 1st of September. Here it is the end of October. What happened? For those who follow my morning blog, it's every morning on my website, and we post some highlights on every social media platform that I'm on daily. That happens every day. Except Sundays, I'll do a minute, three or four posts, but that's it. Upcoming podcast episodes, etc. That week's merch sales. We try to do a sale every week. This last week is lamps, I believe, is what we're doing, if memory serves. But yeah, that's on Sunday. I take a little bit of a break. Got a lot going on. But yeah, this year, my wife, ever since I've known her, ever since we got together 15 years ago, she has had some back issues and whatnot. And what do you call it? Sciatica down one of her legs. And just the thing is, folks, she's real tall. She's 6'1". And if you've ever had a big puppy, a big dog or something, sometimes they have some skeletal issues because it's a big And she's a big gal in that she's 6 foot one. And yes, when everybody's figuring out these, I'm 5 foot six. So we're a little mutt and Jeff. It works for us. It works for us, baby. Big secret, I've always kind of liked tall gals. What can I say? Just a, everybody's got their thing. I follow what I'm saying. Anyhow, yeah, so she's always had these problems for the past 15 years or so, and it just got really bad this year. It got really bad. We got really worried a couple years ago. She had a diverticulitis or whatever. She had a big chunk of her colon removed, but we got through that. This year, it was the back. And I feel bad because I've just been hearing about it for so long. You get to a point where its import doesn't strike as hard, just because you've heard about it a lot of times. And then I got to a point where she couldn't get out of the bed. Crying, literally, and sobbing in tears, in pain. And you don't want to see anybody in that position, but especially your wife. Jeez Louise. And so it got so bad, I called her parents, and her parents came over, and we were trying to get her to the emergency room. And it took her an hour and a half to get out of the bed, up to the car, to go to the hospital. It was bad. It was real bad. And did that and everything, and she went in on a Wednesday, and she came home the following Wednesday. Meaning, yeah, they did x-rays, MRIs, all that kind of stuff, and they said, we don't know how you're walking right now, but I don't know all the technical terms. I'm sure if you message her or something on one of the social medias, read a couple of my posts, I mention her daily pretty much, and I have a link to her page there, she'll tell you all about it. But it was something, all these spine pieces in the human spine have numbers, L, whatever. I do not understand that language or designation of them. It's not that they're ridiculous, it's just I'm simple to get it, I guess. I don't understand it much. One of them had a herniated disc. The disc was coming out of the compartment it was supposed to be in, and they had to operate to get it fixed, put back and whatnot. And she came out of surgery, she was crying. She was crying, not sobbing in pain, crying in joy, because for the first time in 15 years, she wasn't in pain. And that's a good feeling, it's a good feeling. But yeah, so she got sick and had needed time to recover and whatnot. I'm doing my thing best I can, and she couldn't hardly get out of bed for a week or two for a minute, and I'm making meals, and we got mailing, and trying to keep the house up and whatnot, trying to do my businesses, and just doing the best I can, and I just got behind. That's why it took so long to paint that's why I'm late on presenting these to you. I just got really behind because I was overwhelmed with everything, but I've dug myself out of the hole, and I'm getting caught up on all my painting work. I wanted to post this and whatnot. Very cool. I love them all. And everybody's, of course, so you painted them, Jamie. That's not a given. That is not a given. There's many paintings I have painted, and I'm like, I don't have time, or it wasn't a big high dollar sale on it or whatnot. I don't want to spend 3 months working on something that I should spend a week on for what was paid for the painting. So yeah, there's often times that I would like to certain paintings to be different. I can't say that so much about these. I was unsure of the mid-century ornaments, but in contrast to how that chair came out, the boot and everything, I like them. I thought the outline of that Tis the Season maybe is a little dark, but nah, it really isn't. It really isn't in person when you see that up close. And all of these have those. Man, that Christmas spirit, that Christmas book came out. Real, that was worth taking the time. That was worth taking the time on because, man, I just love it. Anyhow, yeah, so there you go. That's this year's holiday painting. Went with horror theme this year. And you knew I was going to do something weird. I painted Christmas UFO last year in a World War II fighter plane. You knew I was going to do something weird. I don't know if I've entered my weirdo artist stage, but maybe a little more than my traditional pop art stuff. But I'll still be knocking some of them out too. So you just got to be patient. But I do go in waves. I can't tell you what the next one's going to be. Will it be robots? Will it be science themed? That was another one I did this summer. Just all kinds of stuff. You just never know. Abstract paranormal. I did that for a few paintings this summer. But I wanted to, like I said, just go in this direction for the holiday painting. So I did. I had the great privilege of having my name on the door here at the studio. The captain of the ship. So you're going to get what you get. Anywho, unless you pay for it. Otherwise, that's how that works. Anyhow, I hope everybody has a wonderful holiday filled with good things, friends and family, and doing gangbusters and whatever it is you do. I would love to see it. And I get a big thrill when painters out there send me their work as well. I love it. I'm a sucker for it. I pretty much live, dream, and breathe art. Understand that? And I'm not a big critic. I got to be honest. I look at stuff and I look at art probably a lot different than most people do because look at influence. Oh, yeah, they're doing this or that or and skill set, but also concept set. Does that make sense? I love a good story in a painting. I'm a sucker for it, no matter how it's delivered. So there you go. And remember, folks, if these are not your particular cup of tea, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I get it. All art's subjective. Everybody's into what they're into. All I can confidently say, hang out a minute, and I'm sure I'll drop something that is more your cup of tea. So, there you go. That's all I can do. Have a good one, everybody. Thanks for watching this. And I don't know, does this get posted in the audio one? But you can't see. Yeah, I'll post it with a picture of it or something. I'll do something that's cool. Yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And let's all hope the internet kind of sorts itself out soon. I'm sick of these sites being down. Anywho, we will talk to you later. I got a lot of good shows coming up. A lot of cool guests. So I'll talk to you later. And if you haven't checked out my morning blog, it's usually pretty interesting. I usually will post a painting matching that's apropos to somebody's birthday, some event in history or whatever. And I find them funny and interesting. And so do a lot of people. Get a lot of views. Okay. We'll see you next time. Have a good one, everybody. And remember, the world's still a weird place. Be patient, but more importantly, be kind. Just be kind. You don't know what people's going through. And whatever you do, if you're traveling, lay off the booze, drink when you get to where you're going to. You don't want to be a Karen in a Karen video. Nobody looks good at the airport drunk. Come on now. Be smart. And don't be the person that makes everybody get off the plane and miss their connecting flight. Don't be that person. Be a good hang. That's what I'm saying. Talk to you soon, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited.
Hola, Oli, Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.